The Fairbanks North Star Borough has fewer local options to reduce air pollution from wood burning following the passage of a citizen ballot proposition earlier this month. Proposition 3 bans the borough from regulating heating devices. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Prop 3 was aimed at striking down a borough smoke opacity standard and fines for violating it, but there's been an unintended consequence. The ban on regulation of heating devices has resulted in the borough halting a program credited with removing 900 older model polluting wood stoves. The voluntary change-out program offers residents up to $2,500 to cover the cost of new, cleaner-burning stoves. It mandates what models can be purchased and requires turning over the old stove to the borough for destruction. Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says it should not surprise people that the program is a casualty of Prop 3.
It was anticipated. It was discussed. The questions asked, well, you know, why didn't the public know? Well, you know, the air quality plan was out there in borough code. And that has restrictions in it. And restrictions, we have to remove those in any way, any of the restrictions that we have.
People can still apply to take advantage of the change-out program through Friday. Mayor Hopkins says the borough can process those applicants before the assembly rescinds the borough air quality regulations next week. He says the additional applications could exhaust most of what remains of the $3 million the state legislature allocated for the Fairbanks program. Meanwhile, the borough is looking at other options to reduce wintertime fine particulate pollution. Hopkins says non-regulatory options to reduce smoke include paying people not to burn wood.
Would the public want to participate in a fully voluntary program to, say, not burn wood on days when we have exceedances forecasted? So what we're trying to do is look at the numbers and trying to avoid exceedance days. That's what is so to speak, nailing us on air quality.
Hopkins says an ordinance is in the works, but that it won't be forwarded to the assembly for consideration if the public isn't interested. A public hearing is scheduled for November 8th. The borough and state are working on a plan to get Fairbanks into compliance with Environmental Protection Agency fine particulate standards. The state has its own emissions regulations and enforcement. Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Air Quality Program Director Alice Edwards says it's looking at how it can step in to make up for lost borough regulations and programs, but a compliance plan won't be ready for submission to EPA by a December 14th deadline.
We still hope that working with the borough that we can have a plan out for people to be commenting on and looking at in that December timeframe. We were hoping that we would have a plan submitted to EPA by next summer.
Edwards says federal sanctions do not start to take effect until 18 months past the deadline. The first sanction requires a 2-for-1 offset for new air permits, meaning any proposal would have to include reduction of pollution at an existing facility. At 2 years out, federal highway funding can also be reduced. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.